Hi, I'm Jim Logan, and we're launching a new series, and we're trusting that it'll be a blessing. And this first in the series, I want to explain to you the kind of what you'll find in the rest of the series. I want to explain in a way, I hope I keep it simple, but the Bible has two words for it that describe Scripture. One is Logos. The Logos is what's found in here, word for word. The other is Rhema. Rhema is more of the application of the word, you know, the word of God, to my life. It may have been said to Moses. It may have been said to the children of Israel, but there's truth there. A simple one would be the 23rd Psalm. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd." And yet, we can take that and use it and say the same thing. The Lord is my shepherd, too. And how he leads me in the right paths for his reputation is at stake. It's just a rhema is just a little bit different. Now, we do know the Scripture says that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And it is profitable for, number one, it's profitable for doctrine or teaching. The second, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, correction, and the instruction for righteousness. I got those mixed up. But anyway, what we're looking at here is the instruction for righteousness, that all Scripture is profitable, and I can learn from all of it, but some of the Scripture seems to fit the situation, or my situation, where I am right now. It fits me, and so I can claim that promise. The Lord Jesus gives us an example of that in his temptation. And when he was tempted in Luke 4 by Satan, Jesus used Scripture, each Scripture that he uses against the enemy or shares it to Satan to counter his attack, was from Deuteronomy. Now, the Gospel of John said Jesus is the Logos of God. He is the Word of God. Jesus could have quoted Scripture word perfectly. But he didn't. What he did, he rhema'd the Scripture. He took those verses in Deuteronomy as he countered the enemy, and each of those he put in his own words. It was true to what the original verse said, but he made it a part of who he is as he shared it back with the enemy. It is interesting that in the Ephesians chapter 6, when the Scripture talks about the Word of God, there, that the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God, it doesn't use the word Logos, it uses the word Rhema. And so, this study is going to be Rhemas from the Word of God. And as I sit and read Scripture, when a verse speaks specifically to me, I often pray before I read. I would say every time I pray before I read, I want to do what little Samuel did when he said, "Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth." So I go to the Word of God with an expectancy that God is going to speak to me. Now, in the next video I'm going to do is going to be on how to have a meaningful quiet time, because it's in the quiet time is when I get these rhemas. And I have a journal right here. In this journal, I write down what God speaks to my heart. And when it is extremely meaningful, I put stars down for me, down by them. All Scripture is profitable but some is more profitable in the situation I'm in. It doesn't make it more biblical. It doesn't make it more God's word. It is God's word. But what I'm going through, God can give me a particular rhema. And what is interesting, sometimes we get a rhema before we need it. God gives me a promise from the word before I need to use that promise, which has happened many times. About a year and a half ago, I was reading Ecclesiastes. And as I was reading the Bible through, in Ecclesiastes, I read a verse that said, "The end will be better than the beginning." And I had no idea what that verse was and what it meant, but it spoke to my heart, and I couldn't put it out of my mind. It was like going over my mind. I know that God is speaking this to me, but what for? And that was about a year and a half ago. And so I thought about that. I have a dear friend that has an international ministry. So I called him on the phone. I said, "I think God gave me a rhema for your ministry." Well, I shared that verse, and he was pleasantly pleasant. But, you know, a secondhand rhema isn't the same as a firsthand rhema. Well, what I didn't realize, that we had just started 3 months earlier our websites, and we had no idea if anyone would watch anything, or were they practical enough and, you know, just meaningful enough. And as the year and a half now has progressed, we have approximately 40 countries every week downloading or looking at our materials, and over 1,000 people a week. And we're having a board meeting. This video is now being made the end of July, but we're having a board meeting with our board in November, and we should hit 80,000 people, and we've been on the web about 2 years. It was slow in the beginning, but it's really picking up. We're getting phone calls from places around the world that people are calling and asking us for help. I had no idea that God was going to use this method to get our message out to nearly now 140 countries. And so it's been a real blessing. So that's where God gave me a truth from His Word, and I didn't understand what it was, but now I do. I want to thank you for looking at this first video in a series. We want to keep them short, and I'll be sharing in the very next video how to have a quiet time and how to find scripture, a rhema, for yourself. And so I trust that you will look at number two in this series. And so realize this is not where we're trying to teach you doctrine in the sense that a church doctrine, that kind of thing, or systematic theology. But this is to try to help you to get more out of your Bible reading and your quiet time with the Lord. I just want to say thank you again for watching our website. And if you have comments that could help us to make it better or more effective, it is